Argentina's third economic team in less than 3 weeks has been sworn in as the country sinks deeper into political and financial turmoil. Yesterday, President Fernando de la Rúa surprised the nation when he backed away from the economic austerity package his administration announced last week. He's starting over with a new economic minister, Domingo Cavallo. The wild swings in Argentina's economic policy have battered the country's already ailing image with international banks. Neighboring Latin American countries are worried that Argentina's financial problems could drag down the rest of the region. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Buenos Aires.
Domingo Cavallo has the reputation of being something of a miracle worker. As economics minister under President Carlos Menem 10 years ago, he was the one who tamed hyperinflation, which at one point had reached the catastrophic rate of 27% per month. Once he took the reins of the economy in the first half of the 1990s, the Argentine currency stabilized and the economy boomed. Given the current crisis, many Argentines remember Cavallo with fond nostalgia. Señor Pedro is a retiree who makes ends meet by selling cups of coffee from a thermos bottle. He's pleased by the news that Domingo Cavallo is taking over again as economics minister. This is positive, Señor Pedro says. This means there's hope of finding a solution to this problem. Hope has been a rare commodity lately as the country enters its 33rd consecutive month of recession. Even a $40 billion bailout loan from international lenders late last year has turned out to be insufficient to stimulate the economy. President de la Rúa's desperation to solve the crisis is apparent in the fact that he would hire a man like Domingo Cavallo, who's known to have presidential ambitions, and who, by the end of his very first day, was already demanding special emergency powers from members of Congress.
Más bien que los que quieran trabajar por la gente.
Those who want to work on behalf of the people, Cavallo said, should be prepared to give the executive the powers it needs to get out of this crisis. Congress has pledged to meet night and day to act on Cavallo's proposals, but opposition parties say they will not grant his economics team the so-called superpowers that he's asking for. Left-wing groups are even more adamant about opposing him. Yesterday, organized labor paralyzed downtown Buenos Aires with a raucous demonstration that had been planned to protest last week's economy minister, but was quickly redirected against the new one. Union organizer Francisco Formento says Cavallo is a puppet of the international lenders, which have been pressuring Argentina to shrink its deficit by cutting social spending. Just look in today's papers, Formento says. Look who's applauding the new man in charge of our economy. It's the International Monetary Fund. International markets have responded favorably to Cavallo's nomination, partly because it seems to indicate that the government has decided to pick an economic policy and stick with it. But for the moment, the Argentine crisis is still seen as a danger to the whole region, because it may scare already skittish investors out of South America. The Brazilian Central Bank on Monday was forced to spend $1 billion just to prop up the Brazilian currency, which has been battered by the convulsions next door. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.